Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading. To order The Juice for your classroom or family, visit us at thejuicelearning.com.
All right, diving in again today, we're taking a look at The Juice and what stories they're sharing with kids today. It's kind of like peeking into, well, classrooms and dinner tables, you know, seeing what kids are thinking about these days.
Yeah, definitely. A mix of, I guess you could say, the good and the bad, right? From pretty heavy stuff to some really inspiring stories.
Right. Okay, so first up is a story about anti-Semitism. And, you know, it's something we unfortunately hear about more and more these days. The ADL, that's the Anti-Defamation League, is reporting that these types of incidents are way up.
Oh, wow.
Like three times higher than they were last year.
Really?
Yeah, over 10,000 incidents. And their article, it actually gives some pretty specific examples, which are, well, pretty disturbing, to be honest. Like people showing up with Nazi symbols at, get this, a play about Anne Frank.
I mean, that's just awful.
It is. And the article kind of tries to connect this rise in anti-Semitism to, well, a few different things. They talk about the Israel-Hamas war that's going on and even, you know, Trump getting elected.
Yeah, I could see how those things could play a role. I mean, they're definitely creating a lot of tension and division.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
And, you know, it just makes you think about how much what's happening in the world, you know, politics and all that, can really affect how people treat each other. This story seems like a good one to maybe, like, start a conversation with kids about, you know, understanding different viewpoints, being respectful of others and stuff like that.
Yeah, absolutely. It's so important to talk about these things and teach kids about tolerance and empathy.
Okay, so moving on to something completely different. There's a story about health. It's a new Mpox strain they found in California.
Mpox.
Huh. It's called clade I, and it's supposed to be more serious than the other strains.
Oh, that's not good.
But before we all freak out, the CDC is saying that the risk to most people is still pretty low.
Okay. Well, that's good to hear at least.
Yeah, yeah. So the article explains that historically, this strain, clade I, has been a lot more severe. But, like, data they have now suggests that, well, it might not actually be as bad as we thought.
Interesting.
Yeah. This person who got it in California, they actually got it while they were traveling in East Africa. They're having an outbreak over there.
Oh, wow. So it's, like, global, too.
Exactly. And it makes you think, right? Like, how do we stay informed about all this stuff without, you know, totally freaking out? Like, where do we find good information? How do we know what to believe?
That's a great point. It's so important to be critical of the information we're consuming, especially with health news. You know, check your sources, look for evidence-based information, all that.
Right, right. Which kind of brings us to another story, one that might surprise you.
Yeah.
It's about AI.
AI?
Yeah. So there's this study where they had AI, like, ChatGPT, you know, they had it write some poetry in the style of, like, famous poets.
Okay.
Think Walt Whitman, Shakespeare, you know, the greats.
Wow.
And get this, people actually liked the AI poetry better.
Really? That's crazy.
I know, right? It's kind of mind-blowing. The researcher who did this study, he thinks that maybe the AI is, like, tapping into some things that people just naturally like in poetry, like some universal preferences or something.
I wonder what those could be, like what makes people connect with certain types of poetry more than others.
Yeah, that's a good question. But there's also this poet, Dorothy Alasky. Her work was actually in the study. And she had a really, like, positive take on the whole thing. She said that, you know, anytime anyone experiences poetry, it's a beautiful thing, no matter who wrote it, you know, human or AI.
I love that. That's such a great way to look at it. Like, it's not about the source, it's about the experience.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It really makes you think about what creativity really is.
It does. And speaking of inspiring people, there's a story about Rigoberta Menchú.
Oh, yeah. The Nobel Prize winner.
Right. And she has this quote. It's really powerful. She says, "When you are convinced your cause is just, you fight for it." Powerful, right? Especially coming from her. She's a Quiche Maya activist from Guatemala. Her life story is incredible.
I vaguely remember learning about her in school, but I don't remember the details.
Well, if you or the kids want to learn more, you should check out her autobiography. It's called I, Rigoberta Menchú.
I'll have to look that up. And it's interesting, you know, because her quote, it kind of connects to some of the other stories we were just talking about, like with the anti-Semitism and, well, the next story we're going to get to about Ukraine.
Oh, right,
it's all about standing up for what you believe in, you know?
Yeah, exactly. And it makes you think about what you're passionate about, what you would fight for.
Yeah. Okay, so about Ukraine. There's this story about how the U.S. is sending long-range missiles to Ukraine, like for the first time. They're called ATCMS missiles, and they can hit targets much farther away than anything they've sent before.
Wow. So things are escalating.
Yeah, it seems that way. The article says it's because North Korea is now sending troops to help Russia.
Oh, wow. That definitely changes things.
Yeah. And it's causing a lot of, strong reactions. Russia obviously isn't happy about it, and other countries are worried that it could make the war last even longer and make peace talks, you know, even harder. Like throwing gasoline on a fire, as some people are saying.
Yeah, it's a complicated situation. And it makes you think about how when multiple countries get involved in a conflict, it becomes even more difficult to find a solution.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it's a really tough situation. Lots to consider there. But hey, on a lighter note, there's this really cool story from Ghana about this group of volunteers. They call themselves the Buzz Stop Boys, and they're basically like taking on their city's trash problem.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
It is. The article talks about the guy who started it, Haneba Kwadwo Sarfo, and he said something like, individuals should take up initiatives because waiting for government hasn't worked over the decades.
Hmm. Yeah, makes sense.
Totally. Like, don't wait for someone else to fix things. Just do it yourself.
Right. And it sounds like they're actually out there doing the work, too, like sweeping streets, cleaning gutters, all that.
Yep. And they're even using social media to, like, get other people involved. Pretty smart, huh?
Yeah, that is. And it seems like it's working. They're actually making a difference.
Exactly. And you know what I find really inspiring about it? It's like they're showing that anyone can make a difference, even if it seems like a small thing. Like just picking up trash can actually make your community a better place.
Totally. It's like a ripple effect, right? Like one small action can inspire others to do the same.
Mm.
So as we're wrapping up this this deep dive into the juice, I'm curious, what's like your biggest takeaway from all of this?
You know, for me, it's the potential. Like all these stories, they're not just information, you know, they're like sparks, little sparks of curiosity and hopefully action.
I like that.
And if we can like help those sparks grow, who knows what could happen.
Totally. Well, on that note, we'll leave everyone with one last thing to think about. If you could add a story to the juice, you know, one that would really inspire kids to take action, what would it be?
That's a good question. A really good question.
Thanks for joining us for another deep dive.
Yeah, thanks everyone.
And until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and most importantly, keep having those conversations.
Thanks for listening to this overview of The Juice Today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.